Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We're getting more details on the USDA reorganization plan. In a memo released last Thursday by USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, the secretary referenced a secretarial memorandum issued earlier this year exempting national security and public safety positions from the federal hiring freeze. She says these 52 position classifications carry out functions critical to the safety and security of the American people, our national forests, and the inspection and safety of the nation's ag and food supply systems. These positions will not be eliminated. Rollins said USDA expected to maintain two additional core administrative support locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Minneapolis. In addition, the memo said critical service centers and laboratories in St. Louis, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Missoula, Montana would be maintained. The plan also includes eliminating standalone regional offices, including the Ag Research Service. Its residual functions are expected to be performed by ARS's Office of National Programs. And the National Ag Statistics Service will consolidate its 12 existing regions into five USDA hubs over a multi-year period. Other changes include phasing out 9 regional offices for the U.S. Forest Service. USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service centers are expected to remain at their current locations in the USDA hub regions. Last week's memo concluded with, "We will do a thorough and transparent common sense process that preserves USDA's critical health and public safety services the American public relies on." September will bring another funding cliff for USDA and the rest of the federal government. Standing in the way is a September budget showdown. Will Senate Majority Leader John Thune move another stopgap bill to keep the government open or risk a shutdown?
I think a lot of that depends on how cooperative the Democrats are in trying to get the appropriations process moving forward. But what I can tell you is we are going to look for ways to keep the government funded and open and operating.
Top Democrat Chuck Schumer first threatened a government shutdown after Republicans passed $9 billion in Trump spending clawbacks, but then let a handful of bills pass, including USDA.
When one side tries to do it all, it creates big problems. We are pushing hard to get the appropriations process continuing to move forward, and that's why we're cooperating with the bills they're putting on the floor.
But Schumer and top House Democrat Jeffries now demanding Republicans end the clawbacks and spending freezes to get cooperation to keep the government funded. Chuck Grassley isn't buying it, though.
This is a cover your rear end sort of an approach. This is their way of saying, well, if the government shuts down, it's the Republicans' fault. We're not going to fall for that.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. This is Inside Agriculture. How are those morning markets doing? They're next.